another person claim he showed them. Do you understand what I'm saying? I can't see evil concerning myself. If one day the devil showed me, it was before a minister's conference, and the devil gave himself a deadline that he himself will be deleted from the earth before that date. He gave terrible green-eyed devil in the dream. I woke up in the morning. Two things I didn't do. Number one, I didn't pray about it. Number two, I didn't tell my wife. Because if I did any of the two things, then I believe what the devil showed. Don't misunderstand me. You should pray and cancel negative revelations, depending on your level of faith. Don't misunderstand me so that they don't show you baptism. Say, I'm not praying about it. And then you just find yourself in... depending on your level of faith. When the date came and passed, then I told my wife, this was what the devil showed himself. It has no power. See, I'm telling you now because the date he gave himself has passed. Am I communicating? Somebody lift your right and say, I am unstoppable. I am irresistible. I am born of the wind. I cannot be stopped by the devil. No force of hell can stop me. No force from my father's house. No force from the pit of hell. No force of witchcraft. No conspiracy of the occult. No conspiracy of bad people can stop me. Say, the devil can't stop me. The devil can't stand me. And the devil can't do anything about me. Say it again louder. Say that the devil cannot stop me. The devil cannot stand me. The devil cannot do anything about me. Many, many years ago, we were going to hold a meeting somewhere in town. A government facility. One man, one of our young men who was there, then he's not here now. He said to me, he said, one man said over his dead body. And he came shaking that the program said, the program cannot hold. I said the man didn't say anything bad. He didn't say anything wrong. You misunderstood him. The man only said he wants to die first. He wants to die before the program. He's interested in dying. So he expressed it. So the meeting held. Which means the man died. The man died and the meeting held. The same weekend he died and the meeting held. Anytime you see somebody jump to the rail track and a heavy rail, a big train is coming. Only two things. Insanity or suicide mission. Any of the two. He dreamed that he died. Then he wanted to actualize the dream. Am I communicating at all? I announced to someone here today, the last time the devil attempted to stop you is the last time forever. The last time the devil attempted to stop you is the last time forever. You believe? Shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat. In Acts chapter 4 and in verse 16, the early church was unstoppable. Acts chapter 4, saying, what shall we do to this man? For that indeed a notable miracle has been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. What can we do about this church, people? Acts chapter 5 and in verse 28. Acts chapter 5 and in verse 28. He said, saying, did not we strictly command you that you should not teach in this name? And behold, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine. We couldn't stop you. We say, don't talk. You feel. You see the way the wind feels everywhere. You fill Jerusalem with your doctrine. Very, very soon, that is what they will be saying about you. The church is unstoppable. The church at Pentecost is unstoppable. The church in Zambia is unstoppable. The church in Namibia is unstoppable. The church in Cameroon is unstoppable. The church in Turkey is unstoppable. The church in Nigeria is unstoppable. He said, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Somebody shout glory! What is the character of the wind? Number three. And when I say character of the wind, I'm talking about your character. You. Because you are born of the wind. Irresistible, unstoppable. Number two. Sorry, number one. Audible sound. Number two. Irresistible, unstoppable force. Number three. Visible, undeniable effect. Ola, ola. Visible, undeniable. Undeniable, undeniable. You may not see the wind, but you see the leaves moving. Visible, undeniable effect. See what Jesus did on the mass, on the disciples. Acts chapter 4 verse 13. The Bible said, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. They had been with Jesus until Jesus marked them. Something from Jesus just stamped them. In Acts chapter 11 verse 26, you saw how the disciples and Barnabas and Paul were with the disciples. And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that the whole year, they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. And the disciples were called Christians. First in Antioch. When you are wind, you mark your generation. You know, there is a way to know that a hurricane passed here. Hurricane Katrina. That was a bad one in the physical. But we are talking about devastation in the kingdom of darkness. Visible, undeniable effect. You mark your generation. You mark your world. People who come around you have a mark of you on their lives. I'm sure you can see many of them here, seated here. They have a mark of your life. The mark of your ministry. The mark of your assignment on their lives. An imprint. Because you possess the character of the wind and your effect is visible. Your effect is undeniable. Today, I announce to somebody, visible effect, undeniable effect, that is your portion in your generation, in the name of Jesus. Number four is definite, definable direction. The wind is coming from somewhere and definitely going somewhere. One of the characters of the wind I saw in the encyclopedia there is direction. Definite, definable direction. Listen, there is no one born of God that is born to waste. There is no one born of God who has been born to no use. No one was created for fun. He said, before I formed you, I knew you. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified you, I ordained you as a prophet to the nations. Don't let any devil make you think that you are purposeless. I'm speaking to somebody. Don't let any devil make you feel like you are worthless or aimless on earth. One of the things that will make you to mark your generation very well is to exist with a heavy sense of purpose. A heavy sense of purpose. The sense like I matter to this generation. My life matters. I matter to my community. I matter to my nation. I matter to my family. I matter to this world. I am not just there wasting my life. Be conscious of the fact that you matter to your generation and proceed with a heavy sense of purpose. I don't know who it is, but from this moment forward, your life will gain a heavier degree of purpose, a heavier dimension of direction, a heavier dimension of direction, a heavier dimension of purpose. Every devil that is trying to make your life purposeless, I declare that devil arrested. Shout the loudest, amen. Whether it's to a family, to a community, to a nation, or to a whole generation. Child of the wind, born of the wind, you matter to your generation. Somebody say aloud, amen. Number five, I have one more, we are through tonight. Number five about the wind is incredible speed. Woo! And the speed of the wind is incredible, effortless, frictionless. There is no pavement that reduces its speed. That is why wind can uproot trees when necessary to just keep moving. Incredible speed. There are winds that move up to 500 miles per hour. The speed of an aircraft. Incredible speed. Listen, beloved. You don't belong to the generation of stagnation. Delay is not a part of your life. Delay, stagnation is not a part of your life. A life and ministry of retrogression is not a part of your destiny. You are not meant to be quarantined on the same spot for donkey years. He said, you have stayed too long on this mountain. Arise and take your journey. One of the things that will be happening to somebody here is that the speed of your life shall increase. The speed of your ministry shall increase. The speed of your destiny shall increase. There is a general increase of speed around your life. You believe that? Shout the loudest. Amen. In the natural and in the spiritual, God helped us with speed. In the physical and in the natural. My wife was 21 years and 6 months when she became a doctor, treating people, managing people's lives. When we married, she was not yet 24. She was 23 and a half years. Oh yeah. That was marriage. I was a little bit ahead of such age. Such age. It's a few years, like 2 years plus. By already in ministry, very aggressive impact. Around 28. By our first anniversary, 1 year anniversary, there were 6 canopies outside the venue in overflow. You know the kind of canopies that in the registration type, just there. Inside our own building, roofed on our current area, one land. 1 year anniversary. By second year anniversary, journalists came and said, can you tell us the secret of your success? I say, at age 2, we have not started yet. When we start to let you, I'm not saying this to intimidate you, but to get angry and move. At age 40, Papa Yedepa's ministry aircraft was already functional. In this nation. Speed. We have a lineage of speed. We have a heritage, both natural and spiritual, heritage of speed. We have it now from Scripture. If everyone that is born of the Spirit is as the wind, and the natural character of the wind is speed, then the days of your delays are over. That amen is too paralyzed. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. And everyone watching here, I came to tell you in the name of Jesus, on your mask, get set, run, fly, take the race. The season of delay, the season of stagnation, the season of retrogression, the season of backwardness is over forever. May you begin to manifest your windy nature, your windy nature, your windy nature, your windy nature. Shout power! Take your seat. I said two more, and then we are done. That was number 5. Incredible speed. Number 6, inexplicable impact. You know the meaning? Unexplainable, inexplicable impact, inexplicable result, inexplicable operation. Thou canst not tell where it is coming from, and you cannot tell where it is going. That is the life of the true child of God. You can't be predicted. That is in terms of your result. Your character is predictable, but your result is unpredictable. Nobody can say they know you. Because under 24 hours, you can leave the prison and step into the palace. Hey! Nobody can use your yesterday to determine your tomorrow. Nobody can use where you are now to predict where you are going later. Many people look down on us. Pastor, if anybody is looking down on you, calm down. It is ignorance worrying them. And lack of spiritual sensitivity. Because they don't understand that the future is never recordable on the face. No. Your face can never predict your future. If you see me outside the altar, very calm. Just very, very calm. Harmless. Very normal discussion. Oh, how are you? Really? It's well with you. To get a word is a bit hard. But here, lion. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Don't let anybody's behavior towards you affect you. they are acting to the best of their knowledge. There are many things they don't know. Somebody attended our church one day, and the sister said, "Is it the small boys church you are attending? That small boy church, small boy church, small boys." That was what they called us. The person called us at that time. That same person has been here looking for prayer plenty times. This is small boy church. They don't know that it is the God behind the man that is more important. If God can talk through a donkey, there is no age or size or gender of a man that must be despised. We are unpredictable. Some of you are still under radar. You are just coming underground. They don't know who you are. They don't know where you are coming. They can't predict you. By the time God has finished, then you emerge. Hey! And they are saying, where were we looking? How did this happen? I am here to announce to somebody, your God is about to take your world by surprise using your life. This place shocked the devil. Construction was on. Is this a government stadium? What is going on here? Roof was on. People were on top of that roof like ants. Some people will stop on the road and take picture. What is going on? What's happening here? When everything concluded, bam, eyes open. People of all persuasions, all beliefs, how did this come to be on this side of the country, at this particular road here? How? Some were wondering, where were we looking? What of approval? Tay-tay. Since foundation approval, done. Setting out approval, done. Construction approval, done. Roofing approval, done. How? Who those signing it, did they know what they were signing? Somebody say, I'm too windy to be understood. Hey! Look at your neighbor saying, my life, my ministry, my assignment is too windy for anybody, for any witch, for any wizard to understand. Very, very soon, you shall proceed and progress as a mystery to be understood. People will do research about your life. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. What number are we? Are you ready for number 7? And that is where I will stop. But I like you to know this. Let this be in your mind. If everything about your life can be understood by people, something is wrong. Especially your results. If everything about your results can be understood, then you are too ordinary. You are in the realm of the ordinary, not in the realm of the spiritual. This is my baby here. This is my little girl here. One day, I was in the house doing something with, was it a knife or razor blade, and my hand caught, and I was trying to clean the blood out of it. She came to me and opened her mouth and her eyes, wondering like this. I said, "What is it?" She says, so you are like us. I could never recover from that statement. I say, you, my baby, in this same house, you are talking like that. Then how will other people talk? This was a big girl I'm talking of a few years ago. Say, so you are like us. What is this? What kind of talk is this? Because when they were growing up, they can ask me to, daddy, wake me up by 2 a.m. I have an assignment. Daddy, wake me up by 3 a.m. Any time that they are led. Daddy, I have assignment by 4 and I need to do it by 4 a.m. Wake me up by 4 a.m. Wake me up by 1. And I'll wake them up by 1. So in their mind, I don't sleep at all. And the 4 of them can give me 4 different times. So in their mind, So you are like us. I say you. Then I am in trouble then. If you in my house is talking like this. Am I communicating? I don't know. Maybe I will interview her one of these days. To give me the real reason behind her mind. That made her talk like that. But in your world and in your generation, there should be something about your life that cannot be explained. I announce to you today, in the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord. Something about you is about to be inexplicable. Shout the loudest, amen. Shout amen at the top of your voice. Are you ready for this? I want this one to enter your mind until you are afraid of no mortal man with breath in his nostrils. Number 7 is indestructible existence. Show me the last time they caught wind. And witchcraft arrow fired at wind. And wind was caught by wicked people killed. Wind. If it catch it, revelation is the mystery behind preservation. So it's everyone that is born of the Spirit. I said to our church people, I said, nobody with breath in their nostril has enough license or power to take your own. He lives and he wants to live and he wants to take your own life. He will take his own first. Not by a witch, not by a wizard, not by an occult personality, not by a wicked agent of the devil. Wind is indestructible. He said, no man taketh my life from me. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it up again. Who is he that can harm you? 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 13. When you be followers of that which is good. Who is he? Who is he? Who is that witch? Who is that wizard? Who is that occultic person? Who is that? Who is that? Is that demonic entity that can harm you? Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Lift your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus, I am indestructible. I am indestructible. I am born of the wind. And I am indestructible. If you are a believer, shout the loudest amen. Stand on your feet and shout the loudest most amen. Say after me, say in the name of Jesus, I shall fulfill my days. I shall fulfill my days. I shall fulfill my life assignment. Before you leave tonight, I want to draw your attention. I've said to you, start from the beginning again. I've said to you that the wind is audible in sound. Keep going. Irresistible, unstoppable, undeniable effect, definable direction. So your life can't be directionless. Incredible speed. What takes people a year to achieve takes you maybe a month. What people will use a lifetime to do, you can do in a year. Am I communicating? And what you will do in your lifetime, if they give others 1,000 lifetimes, they are unable to do it because of incredible speed, inexplicable impact. Nobody can explain the results of your life. One pastor, minister of the gospel, said, how do you people get money? Are you doing business? I said, no. I said, we practice a covenant, we trust God. He said, only that. Only that. It's honest, inexplicable. And indestructible. But you know what I discovered? That wind is in categories. Categories. Can I give you 10 categories of wind? 12. Alright, take your seat one. I'm not going to just rounding off in 5 minutes. Number one category of wind is calm. Calm. That's calm wind. In this one, the wind is there. But when smoke is in that wind that is calm, even the smoke does not deflect. It rises up straight, vertical, with very little, if any, drift. The second one, and then the speed of the calm wind is very calm. Then there is light air. In the light air, the direction of the wind is shown by a slight drift. If the wind is moving this way and there is smoke coming up, then the smoke bent in that direction a little. The speed of that wind is about 1 to 3 miles per hour. Then there is light breeze. This one is 4 to 7 miles per hour. This is the wind you feel on your face. Can leaves and may rustle a little bit and then move. The ordinary wind vane moves a little. 4 to 7 miles per hour. Then you have gentle breeze, light breeze, gentle breeze. This one is 8 to 12 miles per hour. The leaves and twigs are in constant motion. When you see this gentle breeze, the leaves are in constant motion and the wind blows up dry leaves from the ground. Flags are extended out. That is the gentle breeze. Then you have moderate breeze, 13 to 18 miles per hour. It moves small branches, and then the wind can raise dust and loose paper from the ground. That is moderate breeze. Then you have fresh breeze. It's 19 to 24 miles per hour. Moderate breeze, large branches and small trees in the leaves begin to sway. They sway a little. This is 19 to 24 miles per hour. That was fresh breeze. Then you have strong breeze. 25 to 31 miles per hour. This one, the large branches are in continuous motion. This is strong breeze. The big branches are in continuous motion. Whistling sounds are heard. So you can see that it's not all winds that produce sound. Whistling sounds are heard, and so on and so forth. And then umbrellas are used with difficulty. It's trying to shift umbrellas. This is strong breeze. And then you have near gale, G-A-L-E. or you can actually call it tempest, near tempest. This one, whole trees are in motion. The inconvenience is felt when you are walking. Near tempest, almost moving your body. That is near tempest or near gale. This, in this case, you have 32 to 38 miles per hour. And then you have the tempest. This one, or the gale, 39 to 46 miles per hour. Is that what they are showing me, blowing somebody's... That's good camera work. Strong tempest. In this strong tempest, 47 to 54 miles per hour, structural damages occur. Especially on roofs. Small trees may be blown over and uprooted. Strong tempest. Then you have storm force. That was number one now. Wait, no. Strong tempest, number nine. Number 10 is now whole tempest. A whole gale. In this case, it is 55 to 63 miles per hour. This one, considerable structural damage occurs, especially on roofs. Small trees will be blown over and uprooted. This is whole tempest. Number 11 is called storm force. Storm force. This comes with the force of the storm. Here, widespread damage occurs. Larger trees are blown over and uprooted. This is storm force. And then number 12 is hurricane force. This one can be 75 miles per hour to anything 500 miles per hour. This one is severe, extensive damage. Roofs are peeled off. Windows are broken. Trees are uprooted. Small mobile homes are overturned. Vehicles are pushed out of the road. Somebody is wondering, why are you giving us this definition? One reason. What category are you? When you are gentle breeze, even the devil enjoys your effect. You cause nothing. No harm, no damage. Light breeze, just calm air. Every witch and wizard are comfortable in your company. They're only enjoying you. But God is looking for hurricanes. Is there anybody here who is... What level do you want to be? That is the focus of the prayer here tonight. Stand up on your feet. I don't want to live a life that the devil enjoys. I want to be a torment to the kingdom of darkness. I want to be a pain to hell. When you combine the hurricane on top of water, becomes tsunami. It buries cities. And you know, the wind and the water is still the Holy Spirit. Out of their belly shall flow rivers of living water. This is speak of the Spirit. I don't even just want to remain as hurricane. I want to merge with the Spirit of God and become a tsunami. Very catastrophic to her. When you step into a city under 24 hours, what will happen in the kingdom of darkness? They can't recover for eternity. Stand up on your feet. Altars that are set on fire cannot be repaired until this world ends. Demons that encounter you lose their wings forever. Forever, forever. Stand up on your feet. I'm telling you what I know. You step into a place, it is calamitous damage. The Bible said, when Philip went to Samaria, unclean spirits cried out. There are people who make demons cry. There are people who bring tears to the eyes of demons. That was possible for to cry physical tears. You see, I've placed between you life and death. Choose. One thing about the spiritual journey is that there is a choice in the matter. He saw hard the possibility, but he never saw the possibility. Jacob made the choice and took what belonged to Esau naturally. You have a choice in the matter. You are not at the back because you were born late. You are at the back because that is what you have chosen. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Jacob was meant to be at the back, but he refused that position and made the choice for the front. And where he chose was where he stepped in. Ruth the Moabites decided to be an Israelite by force. Your people shall be my people. Even though your Bible says Moabites should not mix with the congregation of Israel, I choose otherwise. Make a brutal choice within 2 minutes. We don't have time tonight. You will continue the prayer at home. And then we'll take the communion very briefly. And we are back here by 6 a.m. tomorrow. Lift up your hands and lift up your voice and say, Father. Say it now. 2 prayers. Father. Thank you.
Thank you.
For your word.
For your word.
To me.
To me.
Tonight.
Tonight.
I appreciate
your word.
To my life. And I run
with your word.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For your word.
For your word.
To me. Tonight,
I receive
in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak to God. Pray the second prayer. You go and pray the rest at home. I can see all locations connected. Please show us there. Show them themselves. Let them see themselves and let us also see them from here. You are going to pray after me and say, Father,
Father,
I am born of the wind.
I am born of the wind.
I ask
for your help
to move from here
today
with audible sound.
With audible sound.
Irresistible, unstoppable force,
visible,
undeniable effect,
definite,
definable direction,
incredible speed,
inexplicable impact,
indestructible existence.
Father,
I refuse
to be just gentle breeze.
Father,
I receive the mantle
of a hurricane.
I receive
the grace
to cause devastation
and damage
to the kingdom
of darkness.
I receive
this help
now.
Open your mouth and pray.
Open your mouth and pray.
Thank you. receive. I receive. I receive. I receive. I receive. I receive. Ida ya 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 ya. Ika ya 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 ya. Iko da ya da ya dia la losa. Le te se pere dia na naza. Le pere ti so trete ke di dia. Ika zadi kala ya dan dororos. Ika zadi da ya dan dororos. Iko koza dia la. Le pere tiza. Le pere tiza. Le peretiza, le peretiza, le peretiza, le peretiza, le peretiza, I cocosete lidaya, exega di alalaha, la ratasa talala, rapata secolala, rekete ke sidanaha, le perete sidana, le kescopara da gadaha, le peperedida sada, karata sede alala, repata sede yada. He can honor the house. Let it be on the house. He can say, Peredida. Let us see the leader. Sarah Teco Zadila. Let us be on the house. Sarah Navaraya. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. We apologize for this late conclusion tonight, but it was necessary, especially in view of those first powerful message and the second one. I know some cities you want to close early, but God will take all of us home safely tonight. This moment, I'm going to call those who need to surrender their lives to Jesus, while the communion servants will come forward and quickly get the communion across in a few minutes. Holy Spirit, come. 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 You need to make your ways right with Jesus. You want today to be a new day for you. You are saying to me, Pastor, I have heard the word. I have received what was spoken today. And I want to surrender to Jesus. I want to be forgiven my sins. I want today to mark a new day for me. Pick your Bibles and pick your bags. And rush to the frontier. And let me pray for you. Anywhere you are, quickly come forward. Quickly. Quickly, don't be the last to come. I'll give you the count of 7-1. I need fire, Lord.
I need fire, Lord.
Set my heart aflame. Please, once you pick the communion, just hold it. Don't take it yet until we release. Keep coming to the frontier. I'll give you the count of 10. 1, 2, 3. Thank you.
You have the communion. Let me see your hand. God bless you. Drop your hand. You don't have the communion. Let me see your hand. All right. Communion, you did very well. The servant, you did very, very well. So we have just a few hands over there. Just lift your hands where you are. That's right. At the extreme, the fringe is right there. That's the only place we don't have. Excellent. That's a job well done. Now everybody stand up on your feet with your communion in your hand. Lift it up. Those in the front right here, place your hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. I receive forgiveness for my sins. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Lift that communion up. This is the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. The first one to be born of the Holy Spirit, conceived of the Holy Ghost, the wind of God, the breath of God. I decree right now that the same manner and operation of our Master, where he lived a life with audible sound, undeniable effect, unusual speed, 3.5 years of ministry that eternity cannot recover from. Incredible speed, indestructible. He said, no man taketh my life from me. I have the power to lay it down. I have the power to take it. Don't think you are killing me. You can't. I'm on an assignment here. Jesus, inexplicable result. How can you say before Abraham was, you are? How old are you? Mystery to be understood. These that have turned the world upside down are coming here to us. Everything declared in those 7 points of character of the wind that are all present in the life of our Master Jesus. I decree their communication through this communion into your life in the name of Jesus. Everything that has made your life mute and voiceless, today by the power of the blood, it is broken. Every spell of the enemy that arrested your destiny, today it is broken. Whatever made your life not to be visible, today the yoke is broken. Every spirit of directionlessness, confusion in your life, I declare it is broken. Grace for direction is released. Demons of stagnation, retrogression and backwardness, fighting your speed in life through the power of the blood of Jesus, I declare it broken. Inexplicable impact is your portion. And right now, when you leave this world, it will never be said that a man killed you, that a woman killed you, that a witch killed you, that a wizard killed you. Ay, 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 ay. Where blood is shed, yours can never be shed. If it will crash, you will not fly. And if you are flying, it can no longer crash. In the name of Jesus. No conspiracy of witches. No conspiracy of Jezebels. No conspiracy of wicked spirits will ever be able to destroy your life and destiny. So shall it be in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Go on ahead and take that communion. Take it with excitement.